Hello, and welcome to the Global Film Podcast, a weekly discussion of all things cinema. I'm your host, Diego Andaluz, and today I'm happy to be joined by Tessa Smith, creator of Mama's Geeky.
Hi, how are you?
Jeffrey Zhang, editor-in-chief of Strange Harbors.
Hey everyone, pleasure to join you guys once again.
And Ricky Valero, editor-in-chief of Music City Drive-In.
How's it going, everybody, today? Thank you for having me on the show today, Diego.
So glad to have you guys all on. So on today's episode, we're going to be discussing Cherry, and it's going to be a great discussion because here we have Tessa Smith and myself who actually quite like the film, and Jeffrey and Ricky who actually did not. So I guess let's just delve right into Cherry. Let's start this one off with Tessa.
So I really enjoyed it. At least after the first, like the beginning's a little slow and it gets a little hard to get into. But once I really settled into this movie, I really enjoyed it. And I think a lot of that has to do with Tom Holland's performance. I think he's absolutely incredible and amazing in this. And he was what really, really made me enjoy it. I do feel it's a little long. It definitely feels like four movies in one. And if they had could have found another way, maybe even just like a limited series, that would have been better. But overall, I really enjoyed it. I've actually watched it twice. I liked it that much.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, I did not really like this movie. I think this was probably the worst case scenario for the Russo brothers after the success of Endgame. I think it's a perfect example of what carte blanche can do to a film, like as a detriment. I just think it's overstuffed. I get why people would like it. I totally get why, Tessa, you love this movie. I'm not here to like battle anyone over like the merits of the film, but I personally didn't like it. I thought it was overstuffed. I thought the 140 minute runtime is totally egregious. It's completely unnecessary. And I think it was like a tonal mishmash that just didn't work for me. And the one thing I do want to agree with Tessa here is that I think Tom Holland carries this. And I think without like his AAA charisma, this would be even worse than it is. I think Tom Holland is really something special, and I think he's like a AAA movie star, and I think he carries this one on his shoulders, no matter how low those shoulders might be.
And Ricky?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of this at all. I watched it, I had to pause it just because once you get over the first act, which I feel is about as long as The Irishman, it was so brutal that I paused it and I just picked it up the next day. It's a very, very long movie, and I'm not as enamored. Okay, so yes, Tom Holland carried the film with his performance, but I didn't think he was all that grand, but it was what he was working with as well. I question sometimes, is like Tom Holland good outside of, you know, Spider-Man? And I'm not saying that he's not good or anything like that, but for me personally, watching it back, and I do agree exactly what Jeff said, the Russo brothers, there's a great film in this. That's what I think makes me more mad than anything else. There's a great film here. It just was not made. It's an hour easily too long. The setup, and I think that's where the trouble started. The setup is just far too long. I found myself not connecting to Cherry because of that. And that to me is what really dragged the film down. The writing is, I feel like, all over the place. The performance is fine, and he does what he can with what he's got. But as a collective whole, this movie was just, I don't like to use the word terrible, but man, it's terrible. Like it's practically unwatchable. Tessa, you deserve an Academy Award for movie watching for watching it twice. And I'm not picking on you because you enjoyed it, and that's perfectly fine. That's just film, obviously, as a collective whole is opinion, but you deserve some sort of award for going through this just monstrosity twice, but yes.
In my opinion, I quite like the film. I'd say around the same level as Tessa did. Now, I do agree that especially the first, I'd say 15 to 30 minutes were pretty rocky. And here, what I think is really dividing people is the Russo's take on the material. Because yes, even though I found it overlong, I actually quite liked the structure and how they tried to at least use different styles. Now, it may have not, but it was very ambitious. And in my opinion, ambition is something that I really appreciate in filmmakers, especially today. And I was glad to see that they were at least just trying new things. And now it's very clear that this is more of an experiment for them rather than something that's going to win them awards or put them on the map as serious filmmakers. But for what it was trying to be, I think I actually really appreciated it. the thing is, again, I think a lot of people went into this expecting the worst. And from seeing those first 15 to 20 minutes where the Russos, again, they really, really overdirect the film in terms of, like, there's times where they just switch color palettes in terms of seconds and over edit things, like that scene where Cherry is meeting Emily outside the party. That scene, absolutely atrocious. I think what happened is that a lot of people went in expecting to not like it. They saw those first 15 minutes and they were like, yep, this is not the film that we wanted to see. And I think after that, I think it gets way better, especially during the war sequences. Those war sequences and the lead up to the war sequences, I think, is what sealed the deal for me in terms of, like, okay, this is an actual experiment that I do love. But I can see why people absolutely hated this film. If they went in thinking that they were going to hate it and they saw that first 30 minutes, I could definitely see why.
Well, I'll just like off of what you said with the war scene, I mean, I think that's where about it turned for me too. And it wasn't that I didn't like it at the beginning, because I did. But then that's when it really got into it with me, was the war and the PTSD. And I think the mental health side of it. And I think that's a really important message. And I think that it was done fairly well. And like I said, I think Tom Holland just is, I don't even want to say the saving grace, because I did enjoy other aspects of the movie as well. But that's about where I was like, okay, I'm really into this movie, was the war part. And then from then on.
Yeah, for me, like, I agree with you. The war stuff was really good. I just feel like you're right. The PTSD, we don't tackle it that great in film. I don't feel like there's been a whole lot. There has been some good stuff. And that's where I feel like I got mad a little bit, because I was like, man, like, they have the source material here to really run with this and kind of make that public service announcement, because we don't talk about mental health enough, and especially in men either. And it's not okay not to be okay, especially in that military background where you're taught to be this big bad. You can't, you know, show emotion, et cetera, et cetera. So I feel like they had that moment, and it kind of lost me after that. And that's where I got frustrated, because, the slight thing I'll disagree with you, Diego, for me, I was excited for this film. Like, I was very excited. And what happened was, is it was so built up at, you know, we got a potential Tom Holland Oscar nomination, or even at least in the conversation, especially whenever they decided to release it. And then the first wave of reviews that came out were like, man, this is really, really, really good. So my expectations went from, all right, I'm excited to see this film. Obviously the Russo brothers are attached, so let's kind of see what they do outside this realm. And then it just kind of, that to me, I think my expectations were really high, and that's where it kind of set me apart. But I do think what Tessa was saying about this PTSD, like, they had something and they worked with it, but I think they kind of lost it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, Ricky. I didn't really get on the negative hype train on this. I was actually excited to see this, and I didn't see any negative opinions about it until maybe 3 or 4 days before I saw it, where I was like, oh, maybe this isn't as great as other people are touting it. But I was excited for this. I was excited all the way up until the 3 or 4 days before the press got the screeners for this. And I just think it doesn't really have anything that new to say about PTSD or drug abuse. I think it's like every single war movie you've ever seen. I think it's like every single drug addict movie you've ever seen, every bank robber movie you've ever seen. I think it just hits all those familiar beats, and it's wrapped up in this mishmash of a package. And I know there are people who like to hate on the Russo brothers just because they've helmed like some of the biggest movies in the world. And I'm not in that boat. I love the Russo brothers and their filmmaking. And I think they do some of the most taut and effective movies for the MCU, especially like Winter Soldier and Civil War, which I adore. And I don't know. I just thought that this was all over the place. I think the voiceover was tired. I didn't like it. I thought it was like Martin Scorsese light. I thought like the chapter inner titles was like trying to be kind of like Tarantino. It's all gloss, I think. I think it's all superficial. And I just thought the movie was lacking authenticity. I didn't think I had a single authentic note within it. And that was my issue.
Yeah, I mean, I do have to say another thing that I didn't really like about it was the fact where they kind of have those fourth wall breaks. Like, I think that those can work if there's more of them, right? Or if there's none of them at all. But I think what they do is they pick the exact amount that it's too much and too little at the same time. so that instead of like it feeling like a normal part of the movie or like a once in a lifetime thing, it just feels as if it's totally jarring and it cuts the flow of the film. So that was another thing that I didn't like. However, I definitely agree with you guys that Tom Holland's performance was amazing, in my opinion. I think if Apple had handled this better, it could have gotten some Oscar traction. But I think that, I mean, we'll talk about that in a second, but I think that their campaign was absolutely a disaster because they had the big billboards out there, right? They had the, and they had traditional interviews, like they had all those methods. But I think the way in which they tried to get at least screeners or distribute the actual screenings were kind of just messed everything up, because from what I knew before the press screeners on the press platform, they really only had a couple of live screenings while all these other contenders were doing much more FYC content and things like that. And they had unlocked screeners. And so I think that was partially the issue there, on top of the fact that this film really didn't seem to click with a lot of critics. And again, that is interesting to hear, though, that you guys were excited for this film. Because again, most of the people that I knew that gave it negative reviews actually like were going in not really being excited for this film, but just to see how you guys were actually anticipating it and then it let you guys down. That's interesting.
I think we all agree that Tom Holland's probably the best part of this movie. But I also think that he's miscast in this. I think he's got this baby face look about him that can't carry the 15 years that this movie spans, you know, from high school to whatever, his mid-30s. I don't think that his look can carry that kind of aging here. I think at the end, his little...
That terrible stash.
Style,
it was so bad.
Yeah, that was so bad. He can't wear that thing at all. I'm sorry.
At least the first parts of the film, like I think he's perfectly cast, or maybe like the first couple of chapters, as we'd call them. But for those final couple, I think maybe if they had taken a little bit of a gap in filming, done a kind of like a Boyhood style thing, it could have worked on that level. But I do agree that those final moments, his age really didn't help him at all.
I don't think that whole part was necessary at the end, to be honest with you, because if they're going to have Tom Holland be in it, they really didn't need to do that because he just looked ridiculous.
That's one thing that I didn't like as well. I just felt like it was never going to end. It was just like, okay, all right, all right, all right. And then he comes out with that stash. I'm like, guys, you should have ended this 15 minutes ago. This is bad. Like, stop, please. Like, I literally paused it at that moment. I was just staring at him for like maybe 10 minutes and that stash. And I'm just like, guys, this was, whose idea was this? Like, please.
I thought this was going to end with him in a nursing home, like an Irishman style. I was like, all right, are we going another 2 hours for this? What's going on?
Please remake this film as a version of the Irishman starring Tom Holland.
Another thing that I want to touch on is kind of the Russo's direction. Because again, as I was mentioning, it was very much an experiment, both in how they structured it, how they kind of even had different aspect ratios, and I think color palettes, they used different color grading for each of these sequences. And I quite liked it. I believe Tessa liked it a lot. But what was it? What did you guys think about that aspect of it?
Well, what was it for? I just thought it was so artificial, and it was for artists. It was artistry for artistry's sake, and I think it was too much, I think. You throw in the different color grading, you throw in the different aspect ratios, plus the voiceover, plus the chapter titles. It made me feel like I was in a music video rather than like a movie, right? I didn't think it was like trying to tell a story. It was trying to dazzle us. It was superficial, that's what I thought. I think that's my opinion, but I don't know. What about you guys?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Tom Holland had his moments for me, but I felt like the direction was like just the color, like they just chose. I think you hit the nail on the head there, Jeff, with it was trying to be like a music video, but also a movie. But then also it's supposed to be taken like super seriously because it's like this PTSD thing. And it's like, what were you trying to go for? That to me is where there's so many questions of, What vision do the Russos have? When you watch this, it's just a jumbled mess and it's all over the place. I think the editing was just terrible. I don't know. I think about this film and I get mad because in my head, it's like I was excited. And in my head, there's a good film somewhere in here. And the other thing I hated, I did not like Tom Holland's casting in this as well, especially if you're going to explore the older version of Cherry. You end it whenever he, you know, finally gets, you know, busted or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, end it there. But yeah, I was not a fan of the colors. I didn't find the razzle dazzle that they tried to do. They tried to do too much, And that's just kind of what frustrated me too.
So I want to compare this like with the Five Bloods, right? Because back to back, Newton Thomas Seigel was the cinematographer on that. And like, see how the Five Bloods uses like the shift in aspect ratio to like such a better degree in that movie than here, right? Because you're going to the 70s in Vietnam, and it's like the claustrophobia of war, and it's also like, you know, the vintage aspect ratio. But here it's just like, what's the rhyme or reason for any of this? Like, I think it's just a night and day comparison with like within the same cinematographer's work. I think that's really interesting to look at. So I don't know if you guys read the Vanity Fair interview with the Russos, but they said like the movie's broken up into these six chapters that reflect different periods of Cherry's life. And it's like each one has a different tone. They're saying like, oh, it's shot with different lenses, different production design. And like there's horror, there's absurdism, there's magical realism. And I think that just goes to show that like this was purposeful, but they just had no idea how to execute this at all. And it's a shame because I do like the Russos as filmmakers. I think they're very, very good broad appeal filmmakers, but I think this one was, I want to say, a lot out of their reach.
And I know Tessa mentioned at the beginning, but do you guys think it would work better either as a series of shorts or as a limited series where maybe each episode would take on that different style? Or is it just the concept of trying to approach all these styles that didn't work for you guys?
I think it could have been maybe a limited series, you know what I mean? Maybe you do like a 6-episode, 4-episode limited series. I mean, they would have had to still have done a few different things and maybe age them a little bit better, but it's better than it being the, you know, 7-hour movie that it is for me. Like it just didn't feel necessary for it to be as long as it was. And that to me is, yeah, I mean, I could see it convert it and I wouldn't have had any issues with it. I don't know if it would have made it any better, but I definitely think their approach could have been a little bit different if they did it as a limited series, but yeah.
Yeah. I was just saying like, you know, then they could have almost fleshed out the different parts better, hopefully. And it wouldn't have felt as long because even though I did enjoy it, it is a long, it's a very long movie. I think that's something we can all agree on. So kind of as a limited series, I felt like maybe it would break it up a little more. And then also they could spend more time in each section and flesh it out better.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like that idea. I mean, I would have been on board with that because it would have, like you said, fleshed it out a little bit better. So it would have been, we would have had episode by episode to kind of chew on what just happened is basically, I think, what I'm trying to say.
That's exactly my point. Yes. Yeah.
And also, I think the Russos have a big chip on their shoulders after Avengers Endgame. It's the highest grossing movie of all time. And they really, really wanted to prove that they could make something that wasn't a huge blockbuster like Avengers Endgame. And this was just a massive overcorrection, I think. I think they just wanted to prove that they could do this. And I think their obsession with that really got in their way.
Yeah, I found that as a positive, but I can definitely see how it's clear that the Russos, they're coming off of just 5-6 years of just blockbuster filmmaking at the biggest studio in the world. And this is just saying them, hey, look at us, we're artists, take us seriously, we're artists, we can do things that aren't Marvel blockbusters. And in that sense, I think it's gonna work as a good necessarily calling card for them to show like, okay, they do have potential. And again, while I did like it, I liked it because of how experimental or like how much of an experiment it was for them. But again, I think that it's going to work as a good kind of like to show the promise that they have. But again, I know there's a lot of people out there who did not like that at all.
For me, like I said, I mean, it's the biggest part for me that's frustrating about Cherry is I think I continuously think about what could have been. And I think Tessa has made it even worse now, making me think that it as a miniseries, because now I think in my head that it probably could have worked. So now she's not only was I mad because I was upset because it wasn't good. Now I'm upset because I feel like it could have worked as a miniseries, which also makes me mad because I'm like, man, like that'd be a pretty good miniseries. So
sorry.
Thanks, Tessa. No, but I think I'm a little Tom Holland out a little bit because I thought Chaos Walking was a disaster too. And I don't know if it was his fault. Everybody was miscast in that film. I don't even know what happened with that film, but I just, it's back-to-back duds. I don't blame him because like you said, the Russo brothers, I really feel like affected that film. Maybe if that's in somebody else's hands, maybe it's a little bit better. And maybe if they don't have so much control, and you're right, like even what Jeff said, they have so much, you know, they have a lot of control coming out of, you know, producing the, you know, right, biggest movie in the history of whatever. And, you know, they kind of had that like Scorsese power, I'm sure, with Cherry. And that to me is kind of shows a lot throughout the film. But as a collective whole, I'm disappointed, but it won't be the last time I'm disappointed in a movie. So probably not in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. I mean, this hasn't turned me off to the Russo brothers. Not at all. I just think their desperation to like chase after this faux prestige really got in their way here. And I mean, I'm disappointed by the movie. I just like Ricky said, I don't think this is the last time I'm ever going to be disappointed in a movie. There's always the next one. Right. And I'm excited to see what they do.
Yeah. For me, I just, like I said, I really enjoyed it. The beginning is a bit, it's a struggle to get through a little bit, but once we got to that war time, I was really into it. And I do love war movies. And I think that part of it was done really well. And then the coming back, and I think the message of the PTSD and mental health. I know you guys said it didn't hit completely for you, but I really enjoyed that. And I think if this was not Tom Holland, I can't imagine that anyone else could have pulled it off. I do think the Russo brothers tried to do a little too much. And like I said, I would have preferred to see a limited series. But this, for me, it worked, especially with Tom Holland. And I can't imagine anyone else even remotely getting that close to pulling that role off. And I enjoyed it.
Nice. Yeah. So again, for me, I think what really kind of brought this all together was Tom Holland's performance. And even though the Russo brothers did try and they did bite off a little bit more than they could chew, I appreciated Cherry as an experiment that shows the Russo brothers trying to be artistic. And whether or not people agree with how that worked, I do appreciate their ambition and their commitment to experimenting with all these styles. But overall, I actually quite like Cherry, and I'm excited for people to get to experience it for themselves in just a couple of days and see how they react to it in the next week. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Global Film Podcast. Where can we find everyone on social media? Ricky?
You can find me at @RickyValero_.
You can find me at Strange Harbors and strangeharbors.com.
And Tessa?
You can find me everywhere at Mama's Geeky and mamasgeeky.com. That's MAMAS. GEEKY. I know Mama spelled quite a bit of ways. That's how I spell it.
So you can find me personally at The Diego Andaluz on Twitter, Letterboxd, and Instagram, as well as at Global Film Pod on Twitter and theglobalfilmpodcast.com. Thank you everyone for coming on board. Thank you all for listening, and make sure to rate, subscribe, and follow us to be notified when the next episode comes out. Next week, we'll be discussing the Snyder Cut. And once again, we're going to bring on people who hate it, who love it, and hopefully have a very interesting discussion.